I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, this really is a noticeable change for someone who has for decades held to a fairly mainstream position. There aren't that many things in the United States when it comes to abortion that people agree on. One of them is definitely that people should not be forced to fund violence in the womb against their conscience. And this is something that is definitely helping him in the Democratic primary, but it might be troubling once he gets back into the general. The whole point of the Biden candidacy thus far has been seemingly that he's going to be in the moderate, sort of the middle of the road, while other people try to stake out far left positions. But as this suggests, he might be able to be bullied into taking a far left position pretty quickly, as he did in last week.
Molly Hemingway talking about Biden flip-flopping on the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment is something you need to understand how important it is, because the Hyde Amendment is what guarantees that your tax dollars are not going to go fund abortions for other people. Now, here on the Annie Fry Show, it probably won't come as a surprise to you that I am very pro-life. That's not new information. If you're tuning in for the first time, now you know I'm very pro-life. However, in the midst of being super pro-life, one of the ways that I think that the pro-life community often misses the mark is by only caring about the baby in utero, at least in the talking points. I don't think that's the way the pro-life community exists. But that's what they are accused of so frequently. And I want to always advocate as much for the woman who is in there, who has the legal right, as the law is right now, the legal right to have an abortion. It's the law. You can do that. So the pro-life community needs to wrap their arms as firmly around the woman as they do that unborn child and help them choose life. That's the most valuable thing we can do at this point in time. And I want to introduce you to somebody who is advocating for that on a very great scale. It's the Thrive Nation President and CEO, Bridget Van Means. Bridget, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. So excited to be on. We're excited to hear you mention Thrive and the great women's advocacy work we're doing. And thanks for getting us on today.
Absolutely. The website is thrivestlouis.org. And I want you to talk a little bit first about what Thrive does, because to me, it's like your organization is doing exactly that. It's providing people an alternative to Planned Parenthood. It's very much so in the news on a national scale, but also here locally in St. Louis. What kind of services does Thrive provide for these women?
Well, first of all, we love that you put the emphasis on the woman. Our organization is life-affirming. We certainly believe in the power of motherhood and believe that in most women's hearts there is a desire to be a mother, and the research points to that as well. In fact, there's some new research that just came out that shows that about 55% of women who choose abortion are actually choosing abortion to make someone else happy.
Oh.
And about 24% of the women are actually choosing abortion so that their mate will not leave them. So what that reveals then is this picture, which we've all kind of instinctively known, that most of the time she would prefer to choose life if she had a little bit of support. So Thrive's model is an advocacy model. The focus is almost entirely on the mom, quite frankly. She's the patient presenting the need for care and the need for support. And so we come alongside her with a variety of comprehensive services. First of all, the centers themselves are beautifully designed, aesthetically really nice and positive, bright colors, hopeful atmosphere, very professional people, all licensed and degreed medical professionals. And so she's going to come in for the typical services that she would be looking for in that situation, right? She needs to have a lab-quality pregnancy test, make sure she's actually pregnant. She needs to have an ultrasound, regardless of her choice. In the state of Missouri, she needs to have an ultrasound, so we want to make sure she gets a good, solid, quality ultrasound. And then also we provide all of the care that she's going to need throughout her pregnancy as well. Now, we do provide abortion education. And some people, you know, in the pro-life camp, maybe they don't love that. But we think it's really important, like you said, It is the law of the land. We want to make sure that she's educated. We don't think she should be manipulated either way, Annie, right? So
yeah.
We don't think she should be manipulated to choose life. We don't think she should be manipulated to not choose life. She needs to be empowered and equipped with information. We believe in her intelligence. We believe in her autonomy. And what we find is about 95% of the time, you know, when she's given the information, she has a clear ultrasound image, and then she becomes aware of the services that we have, she moves forward with a plan to carry her baby.
Yeah, that's amazing. When you compare the services that are offered by Thrive and the services that are offered by Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood receiving $500 million annually from the United States government, i.e. the American taxpayer, if there's a woman in St. Louis who is faced with an unplanned pregnancy or with a pregnancy that all of a sudden becomes either less convenient or more troubling than it maybe it was at when they first discovered that they were expecting, how do you compare the service and the access that those individuals have from Thrive compared to taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood?
Well, interestingly, we always thought that the best way to handle the situation which was a good Samaritan model, coming alongside her with services and care and compassion. But we also felt it was our obligation to build a superior business model. So just pound for pound, for instance, the centers. Our centers are aesthetically stunning. So they would be comparable if you were to walk into a fancy plastic surgeon's office. I'm thinking of kind of the most frivolous environment. it would be comparable. We want these environments to be really beautiful and really future forward for the lady. So they're walking in versus the other, you know, the Planned Parenthood clinics are very kind of drastic and grisly, and this
yeah.
comes from the patients themselves. But if you look at the reviews where you'll see patients and even employees, they will talk about the fact that the environment is quite grim, quite dark. The people that work there are pretty angry and frustrated for obvious reasons, not a great place to work for a variety of reasons. And then the services, we use state-of-the-art ultrasound images because we want to make sure that she sees a good, clear picture of her baby and the heartbeat. You're going to find older equipment and much more dimmed-down equipment at Planned Parenthood. Obviously, the pregnancy tests themselves are going to be equal, but we are also providing a pathway for motherhood where at Planned Parenthood they're often told, you know, we don't really do that. So it's called Planned Parenthood, but they don't really help the gal plan for parenting. And so, of course, we can do that. And now what we're most excited about, Annie, is we've really stepped into the comprehensive health care. We are now providing those STD tests and the STD treatment. So that, and also, all of our services are free, whether she has insurance or no insurance. She's not charged for anything.
Yeah.
So when you put that together, what's happened is we have a far superior, just the business model itself, let alone the heart of the organization and the people. And so what's happening is basic fair business play. We're kind of putting them out of business over there. Their numbers have plummeted over the last 5 or 6 years since we rolled with our model, while our numbers continue to grow and we continue to prosper. So what you have on one hand is a very vital, dynamic, positive future-forward environment. On the other hand, you have something that's dwindling if you look at the Missouri abortion stats. They speak for themselves. Compare their 990 to our 990, and the picture is very clear that women from a consumer standpoint are preferring the Thrive option over the Planned Parenthood option.
So we're speaking with Thrive Nation President and CEO Bridget Van Means. Let me ask you this. What services do Planned Parenthood facilities provide that Thrive doesn't? What access does a woman have and gain by using a Planned Parenthood that they could not get at Thrive?
Singularly, the only service that she is going to have to white knuckle and do there would be the actual abortion procedure.
So the only thing,
if she makes that absolute decision that she's going to terminate the pregnancy, then she will go there for that. Everything else, we've got her, and we have her in a whole lot more professional and pleasant environment.
That's what just blows my mind, because when I think about how we could be spending $500 million taxpayer dollars, when the only difference between what Thrive has to offer and what Planned Parenthood has to offer is the actual abortion, the dismantling of a child inside the womb of a mother at Planned Parenthood. That's the only thing that Planned Parenthood has to offer that Thrive doesn't, which to me, I say $500 million of taxpayer dollars, give it to Thrive, give it to these other industries, because under the Hyde Amendment, which Joe Biden has just very weakly changed his position on, saying the taxpayer dollars can't go to fund abortion. I say make it exactly the same way we fund education, which is we're going to fund public education places that, and we're going to keep the separation of church and state in public schools as important. You don't teach religion in those because you don't want taxpayer dollars. You don't want Christian taxpayer dollars going to fund a Jewish education. You don't want Jewish taxpayer dollars going to fund Muslim education. And that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. So fund those organizations that are truly helping women and their health care that elect not to provide abortive services. And that $500 million, as far as I'm concerned, could be doubled.
That's what we're looking at. And we've got a president who sees it that way, and he's doing everything he can to roll back some of that funding. If he had his way, he'd roll it all back. And he's been actually quite sincere and zealous in starting to free up some dollars and get those to where he knows that women are actually protected and, you know, women's safety here in Missouri, that's a whole nother show. But, you know, we know that there are some pretty serious questions about how safe these women really are when they go there. So luckily we are seeing some of that. We need to see more of it. And, you know, our dream and what we're going to be pursuing, we'd love to see $50 million come Thrive's way for a rapid expansion. We have a model. It's a predictive success model. It works beautifully. And we'd love to spread the good news across the country.
Well, the great thing about America is people can use their own dollars without having to launder it through the government and support Thrive Nation by going to ThriveSt.Louis.org. Thanks so much, Bridget. It's a pleasure to have you on today.
It's been an absolute blessing. You have a wonderful week.
Thank you as well so much. The Thrive Nation President and CEO, Bridget Van Means, ThriveSt.Louis.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.